Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that every cattle ranch plays a pivotal role in nourishing our communities. With every animal raised, you're not just ensuring a steady food supply, you're bringing quality and care to every table. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank, we believe.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the SageNet Center. Presented by Oklahoma Farm Bureau, more than 350 exhibitors will showcase the latest ag products and services. Enjoy live cattle equipment demonstrations and daily horse training seminars with Craig Cameron. You could win $1,000 in show bucks daily at 1 p.m. courtesy of Can-Am. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. For details and an interactive floor plan, visit TulsaFarmShow.com.
National Grain and Feed Association represents about 850 member companies, from county elevators up through export elevators, soy crush facilities, ethanol plants, millers, exporters, livestock feeders, integrated poultry, as well as several transportation companies. Our own Macy Carter caught up with President and CEO of the National Grain and Feed Association, Mike Seifert, to talk a little bit about post-election concerns.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, obviously everybody's waiting to see who the nominees are going to be at USDA and USTR and those other things. What I would say is that we've got a good working relationship with the current administration, and a couple of things probably still working on with them. But we had a very good working relationship with the first Trump administration, and I think our expectation is that we will continue to do that. I think, obviously, you know, as we look at the end of the year here, Farm Bill is still hanging out there. I think folks would like to get it done in lame duck, but it feels like maybe it's moving more towards an extension. Water Resources Development Act, which impacts the lock and dam system, and obviously barges coming up into Tulsa and then down the river and into Mississippi. Again, another thing that we'd like to get done in lame duck, and we're hopeful we still will. We'll see. And then some funding issues, particularly as it relates to NAST reports and how our members use them, and producers, that we had hoped to get done this year, but it looks like the funding's going to get kicked to 2025. So obviously, you know, as we head into 2025, we may still have Farm Bill, we may still have WERDA. Obviously, we'd like to see some regulatory relief, hopefully, from the new administration. You're going to have a tax package probably moving, developments probably on the trade front with the new administration, and a whole host of, you know, I think there's about 4,000 political appointees in every new administration, and about 1,200 of them have to be approved, and obviously, a number of them are important to ag, and so we're going to be watching who are those nominees closely.
Once again, that's Mike Seifert with the National Grain and Feed Association. Well, taking a look at the latest crop progress report, winter wheat planted around 97% nationwide, emerged 89%, and conditions rated 55% good to excellent, 33% fair, and 12% poor to very poor. National corn harvest, complete. Soybean harvest, complete. National cotton harvest, about 84%, up 3 points from a year, and about 4 points from the previous average. And the national sorghum harvest, also complete. Here in Oklahoma, winter wheat planted around 95%, emerged is at 80%, and conditions rated 48% good to excellent, 36% fair, and 16% poor to very poor. Oklahoma corn harvest is complete. Sorghum, about 93% complete. Soybeans harvested 76% complete. Cotton harvested 65% complete. And livestock conditions rated 57% good to excellent, 30% fair, and 13% poor to very poor. Oklahoma's pasture and range, 21% good to excellent, 33% fair, and 46% poor to very poor. You've got farm news.
Join us at the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show, December 3rd through the 5th at the Amarillo Civic Center. Connect with hundreds of exhibitors showcasing the latest technology and attend ag-focused seminars, too. Earn your certification at the Beef Quality Assurance Training or attend livestock education sessions. Hear from experts at the Cotton Conference, earn CEU credits with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, or attend the Texas Wheat Symposium. It's all happening at the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show. Visit AmarilloFarmShow.com for more information.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.